第6項
When Albert Einstein first came into Rothman's department store in July 1939, the owner, David Rothman, recognized him immediately. News had already spread across this sleepy bayside village far out on Long Island that the strange genius with wild hair considered himself a sailor and had rented a summer cottage overlooking the bay. The name of his poor-looking 15-foot sailboat was Tinnef, which means worthless or junk in Yiddish, and according to tales across the bay, perhaps it could have equally described Einstein's sailing skills. You had 30 people around here who'd tell you they rescued Einstein when his boat turned over, said David Rothman's son Robert, who now runs the store. Robert was 12 that summer when Einstein, then 60, came in and, in his heavy German accent, seemed to be asking whether the store sold sundials. So my father took him out back and showed him a sundial, Robert recalled last week in the store. Einstein said, no, no, sundials, and pointed at his feet. He was looking for sandals. The only sandals Rothman stocked were a narrow feminine pair, but they seemed to fit right into Einstein's careless appearance. I can still see him standing here with that big head of hair, Rothman said. The hair was very unusual at that time for a man, and he used a white cotton rope for a belt, probably something that came off his sailboat. Rothman, 80, is one of a handful of people here who still remember Einstein's Long Island summer vacation, which had moments of both great importance and great amusement. There was the letter he wrote to President Franklin D. Roosevelt that some believe may have led to the development of the atomic bomb. And then there was the widespread delight among locals over the professor's needing constant rescue after getting lost in town or sailing his boat ashore. Martha Paul, 82, would spend summers in the house where she now lives full-time, several doors down from Einstein's cottage. She pointed down from her window to a solitary rock sticking out of the shallow water, where she said the scientist used to sit and stare out to sea. My Aunt Margaret had the same hairstyle as Einstein, and once I saw them pass each other while walking on the beach, Paul recalled. They looked up and stared at each other as if they were amazed to see the same hairstyle. She added, to us, he was just a bad sailor with funny hair and a funny accent. People used to look out there and laugh at this strange guy in his sailboat going nowhere. In 1939, Einstein was seeking a unified field theory to unite several scientific principles, and perhaps sailing allowed his mind to drift along with his boat. Einstein later wrote to David Rothman that it was his happiest summer ever, calling the bay the most beautiful place I ever sailed. My dad was one of the few Jews in town, and he had never been to college, said Rothman, who went on to say his father nevertheless could discuss politics, art, boating, music, and philosophy with Einstein. Once Einstein tried to explain his theory of relativity and other principles by sketching them on a scrap of paper. The Rothman family recently sold the scrap to a collector. The family still has numerous Einstein letters. Einstein spent the next summer at Saranac Lake in upstate New York, but he continued to correspond with David Rothman, who sent him a new pair of sundials year after year.